Good morning and happy Monday, Tappers. Charlie here with you, Snowtap WI is where you can find us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Also subscribe on iTunes, on Google Play, and SoundCloud, Stitcher. Snowtap WI, it is a website. Look for some stuff there as well. So it is opening day, and opening day for Miller Park. I mean, it's the home opener. People are still calling it opening day. It's kind of a weird thing, right? It's the fourth game of the year, but I feel like most people are referring to it as opening day. It's Miller Park's opening day. It's very technical, very nuanced here. And I was definitely ready. I had this whole like thing about the do's and don'ts of opening day. And I think it will still talk about the do's and don'ts of opening day. But unfortunately, the Milwaukee Bucks did something so fucking dumb that they have to be talked about first. That the Bucks were able to shift opening day to the second position. I am absolutely flummoxed by the whole idea, but yes. So it's hard to explain what happened. I wish I would have taped this last night when I was at full tilt. I kind of do and I kind of don't, because I was definitely really angry last night and I really should have just sat down and podcast. I decided not to, from the perspective of I don't know. I mean, it's a time management thing, it's a priority thing. But anyways, I was livid, and I'm still livid. I'm still upset about last night's loss. Last night's loss is a really tough pill to swallow. You know, Milwaukee had a 16-point lead. They were cruising. It was a weird game. I mean, it was strange because it would go. The game was had such drastic runs. Denver would go up 10. Bucks would go up 10. The officials were terrible. It was just a very weird game from a lot of standpoints. But it looks like the Bucks are going to close it out. Now Giannis comes back into the game. They're still up 10. Gets a bullshit foul call. Giannis gets ejected because he curses out the referees, which is very rare for Giannis Antetokounmpo to get upset like that. But he deserved it. I mean, Nikola Jokic flopped like a fucking idiot. I mean, he just classic European stereotype guy just flopping around, like terrible flop from Jokic. And so Giannis had every right to be upset. And then the Bucks, you know, fell to shit. I mean, the team could not figure out an offense without Giannis. Everything was isolated. Everything was, you know, there was no ball movement. It was terrible. It was an absolutely abhorrent late game situation, and Joe Prunty didn't really do anything to help it. Joe Prunty wasn't taking timeouts. He finally took one when the Bucks were up three, and then Chris Middleton turns the ball over. Instead of using the last timeout, he turns the ball over, leads to a Jamal Murray shot that nearly goes in. He gets fouled on it by Jason Terry, the crafty veteran. Jason Terry couldn't just have ran up next to him and like said boo or something like that and said, "You're gonna miss," or just threw off his shot. Like, there's no reason Jason Terry should have jumped there. I mean, I get that it's an instinct, but man, oh man, just an absolute collapse by the Milwaukee Bucks. They blow a golden opportunity to be the sixth seed in the East. And now you can argue, well, sixth seed isn't really that glamorous. You have to play Cleveland. Well, sure, but I could make an argument that Giannis playing LeBron in a playoff would be a great learning experience, even if it meant losing in four or losing in five games. I think you can beat Cleveland. I don't know if you can beat Cleveland in seven, but if Cleveland, whoever they play in the first round, it goes seven games, I'm not going to be surprised. LeBron is a different animal in the playoffs. I get that. But at the same time, they play no defense, absolutely none. And it's hard to believe that this team is just going to be able to run right through the playoffs with how bad of defense they play. It's a real shame. It's a real shame. Continues to show that Joe Prunty has zero idea what he's doing and that he is completely out of his element. No question about it on my end. The Bucks need more structure. They need more discipline. And right now, they are a team kind of just with a chicken with their head cut off. They're just sort of running around thinking they know what they're doing, and they don't. I mean, go to the positive side of things. You know, Jabari Parker did play really well. I thought Jabari Parker, you know, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 39 minutes. I mean, he was fantastic. He was what you've wanted all year from Jabari. Not necessarily like this is your expectations, but this is what Jabari can do on a hot night. And Jabari was great. I mean, 4 threes. He played a fantastic game of basketball and deserves a ton of credit for it. But we'll see if Prunty actually pays him off with minutes or pays him off as he's one of the guys in the late game situation. But Joe Prunty seems to be so stuck in his ways. He did not put Tyler Zeller in when Tyler Zeller should have been in to face Jokic down the stretch. Yet he decided to ride with bitch boy John Henson. And the fact is Henson just continues to be on the decline. Like, Henson had a really good start to the year, and he's just sort of fallen off. Like, he's either disengaged because kid's not there anymore, or he just doesn't give a shit. He never cares. And this whole team, I mean, I tweeted that out yesterday, so that would be why, but this team does not care for each other. They don't care what these other people do. There's such a lack of empathy with these guys, and it's so sad to watch a team just with a bunch of individuals. And yes, Giannis is somewhat exempt from this, but whatever, they have no chemistry, none at all. And someone mentioned to me, I think Josh Hunt was his name, said, well, maybe it's Greg Monroe. And I said, yeah, you know, Greg Monroe would have been maybe a big reason of why this chemistry has sort of fallen apart. And someone also said, well, you compare it to the Brewers and you look at them night and day. I think Matt said that. And I don't like to compare teams, but yes, that's exactly it. Like, I think we've watched the Brewers this last weekend, and we see how together they are, and we see how much they love one another, and they're acting like it's game 160, and they're hitting home runs late in the game, and it's only game two. And this is fantastic. So we'll see if this team can figure it out down the stretch. They play Boston tonight or tomorrow night. In the BC, I don't really have. I've kind of decided that I'm not going to probably pay for a Bucks ticket the rest of the year. I mean, if I go and it's free, fine. But I'm not going to watch this team play basketball again with money, because it's just they've kind of ran me ragged, and it's terrible. It's really awful. All right, moving on to opening day. So the home opener is today at Miller Park. For those attending, I'll be there doing the day job. So if you do see me, give me a high five or a nux, but I will not be able to buy you a beer. I'd love to any other day, but today is not that day. Doing some work stuff. That said, there are some very much do's and don'ts of the home opener, which is a shit show. It is a holiday. It is a day that people get tuned up. You get a lot of casual Brewer fans. You get tradition people who have been to home openers year in, year out, and who enjoy the kind of the ambiance, the excitement around it, not necessarily the baseball game. Now, I do think it's a little different this year because the Brewers are 3-0, and I think even the most casual fan has probably seen, oh, Brewers are winning. Oh, this could be an exciting opening day. Oh, yeah. A little different than the last couple years, huh? And so I think there'll be some of that going on. But there's a lot of do's and don'ts, Miller, of the first game of the year. And I do want to say before, and this is an overall, the biggest don't and the biggest thing, do not drink and drive. There is no reason to be drinking and driving. If you are going to be the car that has your car in the tailgate, you are responsible for getting that car home. Get it home safely. Don't risk it by chance. Maybe have a few pops early, but then calm yourself down the rest of the day and let your buddies get drunk. That's what you chose to do because you brought your truck. And if you know you can't control yourself, take an Uber, take a bar shuttle. You know, tailgating's fun, but it's cold as hell outside today. So there's no reason to be out there It'll be more fun to tailgate in a few weeks when it's like, set, you know, 65 and sunny, if that ever comes, than what it is this morning. My do is, and you can tell me, SnowDepWI, what your do's and don'ts of the home opener, your first game in Miller Park of the season. I said, enjoy a cased meat whether it is in the parking lot or in the ballpark. Enjoy a hot dog, enjoy a Polish, enjoy an Italian, find a case meat and enjoy that. You know, nothing says baseball like a dog, and that's fantastic. That's a great feeling. Little stadium sauce, little onions, some relish, the whole thing. It's all great. Bet on the sausage race. You know, if you're with some friends, pick a sausage to bet on. I myself am a fan of the bratwurst. I'm always a bratwurst guy, so I would bet always on the bratwurst. You know, whether it's $1, whether it's $2, do that. If you are partaking in drinking, you got to get a Long Island. I know that you can't necessarily, I don't know what the rules are about Long Islands. I think they changed where you can't necessarily bring them outside. I don't know if that's still a rule. Someone will have to let us know, but the Long Island is a special part of the Miller Park experience, and it's an underrated part. Now it's probably properly rated. It used to be an underrated part because you could get a Long Island and it would cost the same amount as a beer, and you'd get more drunk in the process. Now, you don't have to get multiple Long Islands. You don't have to – if there's a long line for Long Islands, and this, I guess, can be a don't. Like, don't just sit in a Long Island line for two innings. Like, even if – someone's pressuring you and saying, babe, we need the Long Island. Just say, you know, I'll get it in the middle of the sixth or the fifth inning. That Long Island line is not going to be hopping the entire game. And if it is, just set it as a rain check. Like, waiting in line for something like that just seems ridiculous. And I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't waste precious baseball watching. I know a lot of people aren't here for the game, and maybe that's another note. Like, don't completely ignore the game. Like, first of all, pay attention so you don't get smoked with a line drive if you're close. But second, like, this is a good team. This is a fun team to watch. Even if you really don't like baseball, this team's going to put up some runs, and they're going to be exciting. So enjoy the baseball game. That's why you're here. The baseball game should be exciting. And also, don't start fights with Brewer faithful. Like, I get it. We're all drunk. We're all having a time. Don't, if someone bumps you, like, just be friendly. Like, we don't need fights with our own people. And I'll say that probably this weekend before I head out to Vegas with Brewers Cubs. Like, there's no need to fight with Cubs fans either. Just, like, let's not have brawls. Let's not get on Barstool. Like, let's try to avoid that. And the last thing, don't say fuck the Cubs. Don't chant. I like the chant, fuck the Cubbies. It's great. I love it. But they're not playing the Cubbies. So no reason. No reason to be saying that as well. So I apologize if I sounded preachy, but it's just helpful advice from your friend Charlie. To wrap up the show, the national championships tonight. I feel like the national media cares, but I think locally we're sort of all fixated on opening day and fixated on the Milwaukee Brewers, Bucks collapse. But the national championship does go down tonight in San Antonio, and should be a good game. I mean, Villanova is favored by a few points. I think they're favored by like 6, and it's the largest spread for a national championship game in quite some time. And you can't blame them. Villanova has looked great. They've broken Dick Vitale's brain. Dickie V said they need to alter the three-point line after the performance Villanova put on. It could be a very high-scoring game. Michigan has to do two things. Michigan, A, has to make three-pointers, but they, B, cannot let Villanova sort of get them in a chuck and duck sort of attitude. You saw that a lot in the Loyola game. Bill Raftery was very harsh on Michigan to say, Michigan's just not in their offense. They're not in their sets. They're just shooting threes. And I feel like if Villanova starts making shots, Michigan's going to try to match them. And I think Beilein has to be like, look, we don't have to match them. Just play our game. Mo Wagner also has to avoid foul trouble, and it's going to be tough. I mean, Omari Spellman, Eric Paschal in the middle, those guys are very good interior defenders. So Mo Wagner is going to have a challenge. This is not going to be like Loyola, and he's going to have to stay out of foul trouble because Michigan doesn't really have much of an interior presence after Wagner, and we'll see. I mean, if he's in foul trouble, that is a big loss for the Wolverines. They have to, and I hope, this is more of a like a hope that the refs sort of let these guys play, because these two teams are very fun. They play a style that should have a flow to it. it shouldn't necessarily be one of those games that's choppy. And if it is choppy, I think actually that favors Michigan more than it does Villanova. But Villanova can beat you in so many different ways. It's been a different guy almost every tournament game. Mikal Bridges has been kind of quiet recently. Maybe it's Bridges this time around. Maybe it's Jalen Brunson, who's the national player of the year. Who knows? It's going to be, I think Villanova ends up winning this game. I think they win it sort of handily. I think they win 82-74. I think it's close for a little bit. I think but Villanova does what Villanova's done all year, and they pull away late and they win this basketball game. So I have the Cats. We'll have a full recap tomorrow. We'll talk about Brewers Cards and who knows what else. So, okay, Tappers, we shall talk tomorrow. Have a good opening day. If you are going, please stay safe. Please drive safe. And we will talk tomorrow. So, WI is where you can find us on all the channels. All right, take care, guys. Bye.